This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, everybody? It's Bo here from TV Talk, and we got a She-Hulk TV Talk. Now, since this is the first episode of a new series, I feel like I must tell you the way that these little minis work is that they are generally pretty kind of right off the cuff. They're going to be like almost immediately after I see the episode, so some of the names might not be correct. Some of the little facts are here or there. Who knows? This is not the place you go for an in-depth, kind of like a well-scholarly analysis of a television show. With this right here, you get hot takes, baby. That's right, hot takes. So hopefully that's your particular cup of tea or particular cup of margarita, because we are going to be talking about She-Hulk. Now, going into this series, I think it is one of the ones that I was the most excited about. For all of the MCU, for the vast majority of the MCU, we have gotten surprisingly little Hulk, especially considering that The Incredible Hulk was one of the first ever movies in the MCU. But, of course, due to various companies owning the rights for distribution and yada, 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 it was never meant to be. Well, things have changed, and Disney now owns everything. Like, literally everything. Check, maybe you. Disney might own you. It's possible. Anyway, point is, we're fine now. Disney owns She-Hulk. Disney's got access to the Hulk. We got the Hulk popping up in She-Hulk. And we got little teasers, ladies and gentlemen, for potential Hulk solo Disney Plus or movie or otherwise. There's a lot to talk about here, but one of the things I really appreciated about this pilot is that we jump straight into the origin story and don't spend way too much time rehashing it. Recently, I started watching Avatar with my kids. They love that show. They got me into it. We finished the first series and it was a lot of fun. And then you jump straight from Avatar into Legends of Korra, which is the kind of the successor kind of taking place in the future for the Avatar series. And it was interesting because what they did with that particular character is they immediately showed us, like, okay, all the stuff that the previous character had to kind of figure out, she's already got that down. And the stuff that she doesn't know how to do, that's what the previous character already had down. So the idea is that we're going to see a different journey from what came before. And in many respects, that's who Jennifer is. That's, we're going to see a very different take on the Hulk. A large part of that is the fact that she is not the same kind of mindless Hulk that Bruce has been. She's got her wits about her. She is herself just big, green, and super strong. And one of the best parts of that is that it gets us a ridiculous concept into a familiar setting and kind of pushing the idea of what is it like to have a superhero in the courtroom. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really, really excited for it. I loved the fact that we kind of ran through that origin story. Yes, it's not exactly the same as the comics. No, there wasn't a blood transfusion. And, you know, it doesn't matter. It kind of makes sense with what we've got. I also loved that when we started seeing, like, Bruce's blood kind of splatter onto her cut, it reminded me immediately of The Incredible Hulk and how we saw this done to, oh gosh, was it the Master? What was that guy's name? The dude with the big head. Anyway, we saw that happen in The Incredible Hulk, and so we see it happen here again with Jen. And I don't know. I think that we're going to get a lot of characters that may have been introduced in The Incredible Hulk popping up here in a pretty big way. And hopefully in a lot of fun kind of way as well. The breaking of the camera. I like the breaking of the camera. I thought it was going to be weird. I thought it was going to be off-putting, and I was wrong. It was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it a ton. If the rumors are to be believed, then it sounds like almost every single episode of this series is going to have a guest character along with it, which I love. I think that, you know, what is it, procedural drama or whatever, like the classic, you know, television style. Back in the 90s, you had an episode, some things happened, and then the episode ended, and then you moved on to the next episode. If that ends up being the case here, I'm actually kind of all for that. Everything that we've gotten so far has been very driven for the series overall. We got a big bad. We got a big situation. We got to kind of drive towards the end and kind of build towards that. She-Hulk seems like a fun opportunity to just like dive into some fun stories that are taking place in the MCU. We know we got Wong showing up in the future. We know we got Daredevil showing up in the future. And we know we got Blansky. Blansky? Flansky. The Abomination. He's showing up in the future as well. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm just really looking forward to it. Okay, we got to talk about a couple of different hokey things here, right? Like the island, the Gamma Lab. You know, we find out, of course, that this is what was going on during the blip, that you had Bruce and Tony getting drunk and hanging out. And honestly, I would love a Disney Plus series of just those two, like, drinking together and doing science. I think that'd be a lot of fun. We got a very, like, blink and you miss it offhand comment of, like, setting up either World War Hulk or Son of Hulk. We don't quite know what's going on, but oh yeah, no, it's a Sakaarian class whatever vessel. They're probably trying to get a message to me. I got to figure out what that is. Anyway, so let's get back to you. It was like, whoa. I remember I was watching it with friends. We literally had to pause it and all freak out by the fact that, like, in just that one little comment, so much is implied. I personally don't really want a World War Hulk. I'll just go ahead and say that right here and now, because I feel like they used a large part of that story for what we got in Thor Ragnarok, and I don't really think it needs to be rehashed. I think we're kind of good with what we got there. Now, that being said, given how much we have gotten, you know, set up for Young Avengers here, there, and all throughout Phase 4, I've got to wonder if whether or not this is setting up Scar, the son of Hulk, and if we could potentially be seeing some sort of, I don't know, maybe they age up quick. I don't know what the explanation might be, but maybe a teenage version, a teenage son of Hulk that might even be kind of a merger of Hulkling from the Young Avengers and Scar, son of Hulk. Of course, Hulkling from the Young Avengers, not a Hulk in the slightest. If I'm not mistaken, I think he was a Skrull. But point being, it'd be kind of a cool way to merge different concepts and bring them into the MCU. As I'm not really sure that the Scar Gladiator-esque son would make sense with what we got. I mean, it would definitely make sense with what we got in Ragnarok, but I don't know if it would make sense where we are right now in Phase 4. I don't know. Looking forward to seeing what ends up happening and what the whole backstory is there, and if they ever do anything with it, or if that was just a major tease that they never, like, they just wrote a huge check and they just, like, leave it on the counter for, you know, a decade. Also possible. We'll see what ends up happening. Overall, I'm really stoked with this pilot. I think the series is going to be a lot of fun. I love the fact that we immediately, everybody knows she's She-Hulk. We're not going to do anything. We're not going to do any of the normal tropes that you get from a superhero show. We're not going to, you know, even like the general hero's journey of figuring out her powers. Like, we don't have to do that. We can skip all that. We just want to get to the fun, okay? Like, that's what this show is about. Let's get to the fun as fast as possible. And I'm very excited to see where they go with an episode 2. Let me know your thoughts. Head over to tvtalk.fm. Love to know if you're excited for the show, if it's a thumbs up for you, if it's thumbs down. You can send in your thoughts there. You can also follow us on Twitter at tvtalkfm. Get all that information and more is at tvtalk.fm. That's going to do it for me for this week, but don't worry, I'll be back in a flash.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.